L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I just got a DM to go to Jamaica on a brand trip.
And who are we bringing?
I don't know. Should we go?
I think Heath and I should be able to. We don't get invited, remember?
Okay, well then, if Alicia gets invited, then we'll bring each of you guys. And we can
love Jamaican beef patties.
I've never had one yet.
All from school?
Refresh.
But like, you should have a good authentic one.
Me and Jordan have had them out here, like actual like Jamaican
beef
patties.
There's like a lot of food trucks. There's that one really popular food truck that I've... in downtown that I wanted to try. It looks really good.
Jamaican Me Crazy?
Is that what it's called? Jamaican Me. Is it like a, what is it? Like a meat?
So there's a, you could do like a beef. It's kind of like a shredded beef with like a seasoning. And it's like a pastry almost like
Yum.
Pocket with the edges that are like sealed. Oh, and then they're.
That sounds
that's
good.
That's my favorite country name for sure.
Jamaica?
Yeah. That's like my favorite one, I think, out of all of them.
To me, when I think of like.
Jamaica.
When somebody goes vacation, destination, like
Aruba.
Island, like
gorgeous
no,
beaches.
No, the first thing that I think of is Jamaica.
Oh.
As like the ultimate getaway.
It looks, I'm imagining white sand beaches, palm trees, blue sky.
Do they have like
warm
clear
water
like in Mexico?
I believe so.
Well, I think also too, like the advertising as a kid
like
growing up.
Like the Sandals Resort.
Everything was always pushing Jamaica for like a vacation.
I thought it was like, I thought it was always Bahamas.
Bahamas is another
Bahamas
big one too.
Because that's what I always see is Bahamas.
Advertising?
Advertising, yeah.
Yeah.
What about Fiji, where Love Island is filmed?
Is that a nice place?
Yeah. Oh yeah, stunning.
For sure. I feel like that's like
I've
a honeymoon destination.
It's the best place.
Fiji, Maldives.
Fiji is like the Maldives. Furthest from here, right? To go like to fly to?
I think it's pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like really far places.
Wait, take your
Australia
guess.
Is really
how many
far.
Hours?
How many hours? PG I'm going with 16-hour flight.
That's Ooh. Insane. I'm going to go with 17 and a half.
I'm going to go.
That's insane.
Why would you
I'm
ever
going
think that?
16 and a half.
Go
I said 17 and a half.
But that's like the
I'm going to go 15. I'm going to go 15.
Oh, I mean, it obviously depends like
LA.
What flight we're going.
From LA.
Nonstop.
I'm finding one for 10 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh.
I'm finding one for 15 hours and 40 minutes.
Mm.
And one for 17 hours and 15 minutes.
We're all winners.
We all sing.
I
think we all deserve to go. Did we just win a trip?
Wow.
We won a trip to Fiji!
I wonder where they filmed. They just like rent out a house. Do you think they own the house? And they just, yeah.
No,
like,
I think they built it for the show.
Yeah.
Because every show, like UK, they're all filming in that villa, right?
Oh, really?
I was going to say, I think that villa.
Zane, he talks with such conviction.
I asked.
Also,
that was a question.
That
Did you
was
hear
a question.
That?
I have to say, the last time we sat here and talked about Love Island.
Yeah.
Both of you really hadn't watched too much, correct?
No, we didn't know anything. Oh, and apparently, guys, sorry for the spoiler. I had no idea you guys talked about the winners on last episode.
I didn't know.
It's because you didn't know the names.
Because I didn't know the names. Yeah. I didn't know what we were talking about. But I'm watching and I don't know who the winners are because I forgot about the conversation. But I'm on episode like 31, 30.
Damn.
I'm so proud.
Hooked.
I know.
Me and my little sister have been watching it. The entire time she's been here, and she doesn't want to do anything else but watch
it's
Love
so
Island.
It's so good.
Obsessed.
It's so good.
It's so good. I get it. I get the hype.
Oh, this is so funny. Zane goes, "You know the game we played on the podcast
stop.
I go, "Yeah." I was like, "That was the whole thing."
I forgot. Where they were playing, I was like, "No way!" I should tell Alicia that we played this game.
Stop.
No way.
You know, at least we can surprise you multiple times.
Yes, and that's why I like recording, because I black out every episode.
Oh my god,
it's really fun.
In your defense, if you hadn't watched it, none of it made sense to you. So, like, I understand.
Yeah,
yeah. And I even get it.
The questions were even confusing on the show too, because I know we were confused in here.
Yeah,
but I couldn't. I know they were all confused. They're all like, "Wait, do they mean by like percentage of?" So they're confused too. But yeah, obsessed with the show. It's crazy. I don't really like reality TV too much. The last one I liked was like Jersey Shore that I like really was hooked to. But this one was just, the casting, incredible. So I'm sure it's so hard. And I think most shows, most reality TV shows suck because they don't cast the right people together. Because it's like, it's all based on luck. Like, how the hell do you cast people together?
Yeah. It's like you hope that they do well.
A show is good because like, you know, the characters, you know how that actor, like, you know how well
and,
that actor
and how
can
they
play.
Drive together.
Mm-hmm. I was gonna say, when you have like three huge personalities that don't get along, like that can be great television, but also it can be horrible if it like doesn't go your way. So I feel like they're very, they like, obviously they made like great friendships too. So I feel like they did a really good job.
Also, none of the drama felt produced, whereas like on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, sometimes you're like, this feels like
you can tell that they're behind camera like,
yeah, like for instance, this season, a guy like gave a book, like a gave a guy, another guy, a self-help book, and it wasn't even a real book. And I was like, that, you know, producer was like, hey, give this to him and like make it a thing.
Yeah.
Whereas everything felt so real there.
Yeah.
It felt like real problems that we all actually deal with.
Exactly.
And now you guys are going to understand when we say nasty.
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 And Casa Amor.
And Fanny Amor. Flutters.
Wait, Casa.
Who's
Casa.
Your favorite? Who are your fan favorites?
I don't have really any.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not...
I know you do. Think hard.
Out of the girls, I think the one I like the most, honestly, the one I would go for is Serena.
I love her.
I think she's like like the personality that I would go for. The dudes, I feel like my favorite, I didn't really like any of them.
Have you gotten to Casa Amor yet?
I'm way past that. I'm like, all the couples are coupled up. They're strong.
Oh.
That's where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And then Rob got saved by that girl.
Oh, you're like almost done.
Yeah. That girl, okay. She's there for like a minute.
Fuck, Aaron. Fuck.
But you're seeing a lot of these people.
Yeah.
There are so many episodes. They could have cut that season in half.
No.
There were so many. It's so long.
But
an hour
of how
and a half.
Much, that's the, like, think of how much raw footage they have. Like, we're already seeing this much.
They should just make a collection where it's raw, just raw, where people can watch
people
everything.
Watch.
They should make a Patreon.
They should.
Wow.
You know who else just made a Patreon?
Who?
Basically Unfiltered.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Should I tell them what we're doing or should we not?
No.
It's a secret. Sorry, a secret. I'm not allowed to say it, but it's going to be really good. Should we roll the intro?
Absolutely, we should roll the intro.
Yes, here we go. Hit it!
I'm Eve.
I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Basically Unfiltered. I'm Remy.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
Nice.
We did it, guys.
We nailed it.
We do every week we get it down.
Speaking of games, because we did Love Island game last week and we're already on topic, we have a game for you guys this week. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be another boys versus girls game. And everybody going into this has written down five secrets or fun facts about themselves that the other team wouldn't know. The object is for the guys to guess which girl the secret belongs to. And then we also spiced it up a little bit. Jordan put in a couple secrets of his own to try to throw us off. All right, let's get started. I have all of the girls' secrets right here.
I have the guys' secrets. I think the viewers should comment below and vote who you think had the better stories.
Okay.
Oh.
Very good.
Just nasty.
Okay.
Yes.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Let's go in order. Too. Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay, don't read them yet.
I'll start it off.
Yeah, don't read them yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We want our initial reactions. So, I'm scared. I feel like I didn't
forgot what
one.
I wrote.
Me too.
Okay.
Blank face. I'm not going to. Nope. My poker face.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
First secret. Zane, we ready?
Work. Mm-hmm.
My sibling got heroin from trying. Hold on, sorry, the writing style is a little... I mean, Guys, if you were trying to read this too.
Yeah, I had a problem reading mine. That's why I didn't stop. Hold on.
Jordan.
Jeez. My sibling got a hernia from trying to lift me. A big difference between that and heroin.
Is there?
My sibling got a hernia from trying to lift me.
I'm going to guess Alicia.
What makes you think that?
Because I think you try to reword it with her picking you up to you jumping on her because you like to do that. And you gave her a hernia. Sorry. And hernia, where do you get hernias? Lower back?
I think kind of anywhere.
I think you get it in your stomach.
In your stomach? Yes.
I'm going to say, with you, Zane, we both vote
Alicia's
secret.
It was me.
Ah!
I, as a child, was lifted by my brother. And then all I remember is him getting taken away in an ambulance.
That's
and
it?
Wow. He had to go to the hospital. I remember
how old was
there
he? How old were you both?
I think he was like 2 and I was like 4. And I remember being
like,
I
didn't think about like kids.
He's fine now. But yeah.
Hernia, it's in the stomach, right?
I think it was.
Where your intestines pop through your muscle.
Yeah, I didn't think you can get a hernia as a 4-year-old. I thought that was like as you're getting older.
No, he was a baby too. Yeah. I might have gotten the ages wrong, but we were really little. A bulging of an organ or tissue through an abnormal opening.
Oh, I was going to
say. Hernia involves a stomach or intestine.
Oh, wow. As a 4-year-old.
No, I think he was 2. I think he was really little. Maybe he was 4 and I was 6. I don't know. We were young. Wow. And he got taken away in an ambulance.
A twist of events. Wow. And okay. This is Shane, correct?
This is Shane. Good job. Look at us learning things about each other. And your brother's also Shane. Okay. Ooh, this one's good. I am able to put my legs behind my head. To me, that's a Jordan one.
I was going to say Jordan.
I think that's a Jordan one.
But I could.
I don't know. The way you said that your hips really hurt after doing this the whole episode, and he doesn't seem to hurt. That's flexibility. You don't seem very flexible to me.
All right.
But I also could see Jordan's being crazier.
I just think Jordan seems really flexible.
He is. Like, he for sure can put his foot behind his head.
Yeah. I think it's Jordan.
But I don't know if he sees that as a secret.
I think Jordan.
Okay, Jordan.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's Jordan!
Yeah!
Let's
go, Jordan!
Let's go, Jordan!
Go! Yeah!
Wow! Whoa! Oh my God!
He did both!
Holy shit, Jordan!
That was crazy.
I did not know he could do that. Watch out, Remy! Thumbnail.
Okay. Wow, that was very impressive. God. What a good party trick.
That was impressive.
Both legs. You should have said both.
Wow, well, we're doing amazing so far.
Okay, this is fun.
So this is either Alicia, Remy, or Jordan, correct?
Yes.
I already know who this was. I was rear-ended by 2 Ram Dodge trucks.
Rear-ended by 2 Ram Dodge trucks.
By 2.
Sounds like somebody had a good night. Got rear-ended by 2 Rams.
2 Rams.
Okay.
I was rammed by 2 rear Dodge trucks.
2 rear Dodge trucks.
It's Remy.
Remy?
Yeah.
Locking in Remy.
It's me.
Yes.
And I have the back pain to prove it. 2 separate times. Can you imagine? I got in my car both times. Same car both times, like 7 years apart.
Oh, 7 years apart.
Wow.
I think so. One was in college and then one was in 2020. Yeah, 7 years apart.
Oh, wow. I was imagining to just two.
Me too.
At the same damn time. Separate occasions. Yeah, one time I got my car totaled and one time she was okay.
Were you at like a stoplight and they just came flying out behind
you? Both times are the exact same thing. I was on the freeway and you know, just sometimes traffic will just fully like come to a dead stop.
Yeah.
Both times, both drivers were texting and driving and just fully rammed into me.
It's a lot of trucks that do that.
It was, and it was the biggest, like, aren't those the biggest trucks that exist? Other than like big. A semi?
They're strong.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. But like, okay.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, especially out here, I've noticed compared to like other highways, it'll be like moving and you're driving like the normal speed limit. All of a sudden, immediate dead stop.
Yeah.
Everybody's still. It's not like other states where you kind of like everybody's like cruising and like going slow and then it'll come to a creeping stop and then you wait. It's just like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
here.
It's true.
Got idiots driving.
Oh, I saw a car completely on fire last night.
I saw that.
Bro, it was crazy. It was like exploding as we were going by.
It looked like a movie. It was crazy.
Two people standing outside the car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm
but
glad
it
they got
was
out.
Like the whole thing was engulfed. Like,
yeah, Mariah said she thinks that nobody was in the car anymore. I think they were like taking
it. We drove by and we had the window down and the heat you could feel.
Oh, the radiating heat. Yeah.
It went into our car and was like, woof. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Alicia and I were driving home from the movie theater a couple nights ago. And we were like turning the corner and we see a fire. Actually, we see a fire in the distance. And our friend is like, is that a fire? And we drove by. It was a guy or it was someone's balcony with a barbecue. The flames were touching the outside
at
ceiling.
At an apartment complex.
That's why they say you're not supposed to do like a grill or a barbecue on your balcony because
just
it will hit the
and
roof.
And we were like, what? So then we flipped around. We come back and there's two people watching it, like two younger guys who are like watching. And like we pull up and they're like,
What?
Mm-hmm. Did you just have an epiphany?
No, I forgot. We telepathically just connected.
Yeah, wow. I forgot about this part. So we pull up and there's these two guys who are also watching and we're like, hey, are you like seeing what we're seeing? And they're like, yeah, like, I don't know if we should like call the cops or something. Like, it does seem like no one's there and it just seemed like it was out of control. And they're like, are they having like a bonfire? And I was like, regardless, like you shouldn't be doing that. So I call 911 and it goes straight to busy.
It does that a lot in LA, like, huh?
Can you believe that?
I was like,
what if this was a real problem?
I was dying.
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy how offended we get when 911 does not respond to you because I'm fine, but imagine how many people are trying to call that really need that like fast assist.
Imagine if like she was being kidnapped or like if this woman was in your house or something.
And at first I didn't notice because I'm like, oh, and then it hits me. What?
Also, like, it was a real issue we were calling about. There's a giant fire.
I feel like in the past, anytime I've had to call, it's like, is this a emergency? If not, like hit the, or something.
Yeah, the
you
non-emergency
know?
Hotline.
Exactly. So then we pull around and then we realize, you know what? We should call again because nothing's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Automated thing puts me on hold.
We're sorry. Yeah, this like, call cannot be bad. It's completed.
I literally was like, I called 911. And then I'm on it for the longest time. And finally we see a guy come out to the balcony and is like putting it out or something. So we're like, okay, thank God. And then I'm like, well, do I hang up? And I'm like, are they going to come to my house? And then I think, well, they should fucking come to my house if I called twice.
Yeah, because
like,
it should still go
wrong?
Through. Yeah.
They never called back or anything. And I was like,
well, normally if a police, you know, call center or whatever, they get a missed call or like a dial real quick and a hang up, they'll still show up just in case like you tried to call and somebody like hit you
in
while you
Florida,
were calling.
They definitely do that in Florida. Like if
if you like went to do like
call,
a prank.
Yes.
Yeah. They call back immediately.
Good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's
and
crazy.
And then a man walked out on his, as we were waiting there, a man walked out on the balcony. He was just grilling some meat or something. He did
but
not
like,
seem fazed at all.
I know. We were like, okay, weird.
Remember when we lit that big fireball from the oil pan?
Yeah.
That was bad.
I almost set our apartment on fire.
You had a grease fire. Did you put water in it?
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, you guys.
I get it, but it's so bad.
It started like smoking and like getting like fire. And I put the fan to like, or the pan underneath the water faucet. And I turned it on. It goes.
Oh, no.
I was like, it like hit the roof of the apartment.
In our apartment.
It was
oh my
crazy.
God, the apartment.
Your eyebrows are just singed off. Oh my
I don't think
God.
It went off.
The sprinklers?
Not the sprinklers didn't go off, but the alarm was going off.
The alarm just in our apartment goes off, right? Not the whole building.
Oh
yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't one of those fancy buildings.
Yeah, do not put a pan out with water.
Not good at all. Mm-mm.
Just stick it in the oven and close the door.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You got to suffocate it. L-E-T-T-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, I already, like, reached it, so you don't get my first reaction, but this says, I got violently high for the first time at a carnival.
I feel like Heath loves carnivals.
Hear me out. I feel like
Hear
Heath
me out.
Loves carnivals.
I think he's, like, a carnival guy. But it kind of is more Zane-coded. Yeah.
Plot twist, they were together.
I don't know. They probably were together. My gut.
I think it's Zane. Damn it.
Okay. I'll lock in Zane with you.
Okay, locking in Zane.
You sure?
No, yeah.
It was me. Good job.
Am I giving this to you?
Sure.
All right, tell us a story.
It was me and my best friend at the time. She really wanted me to try weed. And I was like, I really don't want to. Let's do it at the carnival. I'm like, okay, fine. Worst place.
That actually sounds horrible.
Horrible. Yeah,
that sounds like clowns.
So overstimulating.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Like clowns and shit.
Yeah, this was back when.
The fun house?
This was back.
The mirrors?
It was not more clowns. It was more just like being in a really public setting.
Lots of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun house?
Yeah.
And it's
lost.
At a church.
No,
oh
it wasn't,
my God, it was
it
a church
park.
You mean the fall festival?
It's always a church park.
It was just like the.
State fair.
Jordan, what's the name of the church that the carnival was always at? Our Savior?
Sorry. We didn't go to Our Savior Carnival.
Shouldn't have laughed.
It was not like a church related carnival. 100% wasn't.
No, they don't like.
But they do it,
they
in,
just
that
do it
parking
in the
lot?
Church parking lot.
It's not that it's like church themed. It's on the church property.
Marina Valley.
It's like the. It's a priest. It's a priest. That's like. It's on the, yeah.
It's not church themed.
The fun house is like you're in a
yeah
in a confessional.
Sorry. Do you love carnivals?
I do.
I knew
I
it.
Love carnivals. I so you guys it. Are you guys are on track.
Okay.
Okay. So it was a church carnival.
Yeah.
This is back when weed was very illegal.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
Very, very, very illegal. And so I remember putting it in my backpack. We were smoking out of like a bubbler, you know, the giant bongs with like a thing in the end.
You brought the bong with you?
She wanted it from the bubbler. Let's do it from the bubbler. This is my first time.
Bubbler.
So I remember we were on the side of a building, like right next to the carnival. And I take one little, that's it. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't want any more. And I was full, like acid trip. Like, especially first time smoking weed, it feels like an acid trip. And I remember we're walking through here and I was just like freaking out. I was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And every person that walked by me, I thought they were gonna like just look at my bag.
It's terrifying.
Because it was like all in my bag, and I don't know if we smelt bad. There was cops everywhere. It
oh
was
my God.
Terrifying.
Archiving every Instagram post.
And I remember, I forget what happened, but I remember either my mom picking me up or Ella's parents picking us up. And I remember one of them found out. Terrible night.
I'm sure you guys reeked of it.
Yo, yeah.
Terrible. I feel like this.
Yeah. Like bagel.
That was fun.
How was it fun?
That was definitely one of the top 10 worst nights of
that's
my life.
That's a horrible place to do it.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah. That sounds funny. Overstimulating.
Jordan, what's the name of the carnival that was every year?
All Saints. Yes, that was it. Okay.
Our Savior.
Okay.
Very good.
That was good.
All right. Isn't All Saints a clothing
brand? Yeah.
I almost died from choking on a hot dog at Sam's Club. First of all, the only person here I know that orders and eats hot dogs is Jordan. And it seems so Jordan coded.
I just don't see Remy or Alicia like
sucking on a hot dog that
demure,
fast.
Yeah. Very demure, very mindful. Demure,
very classy.
I'm going Jordan.
I'm
going
to go with Jordan on that too.
Jordan, is this you? It's not.
No.
Oh.
Now guess between us two.
Okay.
Alicia.
Crying.
Yeah, Alicia.
God damn it. Yeah,
so fun fact about me, I
love choking on hot dogs.
I loved, like, Sam's Club's like a Costco. I don't know if you guys had it, but their hot dogs for $1.50 were my fucking favorite.
Hell yeah, bitch.
I would get two of them fully loaded. Mustard, ketchup, did. Onion and relish. And then one day I'm just sitting there minding my own business. I take one bite, I take a second bite, and then I'm like, I'm like, and Ashley's sitting across from me and she's like, are you okay? And I'm
girl,
like,
girl, slow down.
You know what I would be fast? My parents would go, no one's chasing you.
My mom would say stuff like nobody's that. Gonna steal it.
No one's stealing your food.
So I'm just minding my own business and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, just one second. I need to swallow. It's not working. Like, it didn't hit me that I'm quite literally choking. Okay. So then I'm like, and it just wouldn't swallow. And then her
was
face.
Like, was it the whole link?
Not the whole. It was like a big ass bite. Mm-hmm. And then literally I'm like.
Zane, don't be nasty.
Why? I just said, mm-hmm. Like, continue.
No, you were like, mm. Ooh. Y'all heard it. I'm not the only one.
Alicia shippers are living.
All right, continue.
Anyway, so then Ash goes, her face is turning purple.
The way I heard this 100 times, but it's always good.
You're turning violet. Anyways, luckily my dad was there, so he come, and it was a weekend, so it was like so busy. And then he like comes over, he like smacks my back.
My daughter's choking.
Heimlich.
He just hits my back, and
a smack is way less embarrassing than someone doing the Heimlich.
Yeah, yeah, the Heimlich.
It caused a scene.
Yeah, it caused a scene. Just let me die. It's fine.
It's so cringe. Don't fucking Heimlich me.
The ick if he gets the Heimlich.
If he gives you the Heimlich in a busy Costco.
No way.
Yeah. And then I cried after and I was really
sad. Old were you?
Yeah. I was probably like 9.
Oh, we should not be making those jokes.
The whole hot dog? Disgusting.
Hey, I retract.
I'm scared.
Jokes.
I'm scared.
The whole link.
I'm scared. Are you scared of hot dogs now?
Honestly, I like stopped eating them and I haven't had a Sam's Club hot dog since, but I honestly would love one, but I haven't had one.
But I would love one.
That's really
very
funny.
Team bonding.
Good story.
And go to Costco.
That'd be really fun. Anyway. Okay, next one that I have.
Wow, we lost that one bad.
Yeah, that was bad. It's all right.
We really like looked at a service level. We should have really thought about it.
Yeah.
We forget their kids too. Both of them, they were younger.
They like had a life.
Then at one point we were children. Okay. I was suspended in a kindergarten for kissing a girl named Maria.
I'm going Heath.
I think Heath as well.
Locking it in.
Bonk.
It's Jordan.
Bonk.
It's you.
Yeah.
Suspended in kindergarten.
He was laying in the mat,
kindergarten.
Yeah, ask my mom. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
I got a written referral, everything.
Did you like, how did they know? Was it in class? Was it on the playground?
I think she may have told somebody and then that person told on her.
Oh.
We were young. We were
were you not allowed to kiss? Yeah. You got suspended for kissing?
Yeah. I mean, that's really inappropriate.
I mean, that's really wild if you think about it.
If I found out my kindergarten kid was kissing somebody else, I'd be very upset.
Imagine being a teacher and there's two kindergarten kids kissing. I'd be like,
I agree with that, but I also feel like
Zane, good
job. Like, I agree it's inappropriate, but also I feel like all like little kids are like the moms, you know, like they're always like kissing, like
it was not like that. It was like,
it was your girlfriend.
It wasn't like, you know, we weren't like, oh yeah, it would be like, oh, let's do it. It was more like, I mean, it was definitely, we knew what we were doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like a cute little,
yeah, just little kids and moms are like, oh, give him a kiss.
Yeah, it was the look.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Them things are
I get it.
I hope you didn't use tongue that young.
No, I didn't even know what tongue was.
Wait. How many days were you suspended for?
I was suspended for like 3 days, three days.
Wow. Yeah. For kindergarten?
That's a child.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it's teach us a lesson to, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
But
did
I think,
you ever do
I
it
think,
again?
I know, but I went to like.
I think I got in trouble, not her. And and what'd you say? What did you say before?
I don't remember.
Did you say, did I do, was it with consent?
Oh, did Maria give consent?
Yes, okay. Yes. It wasn't like a forced.
I wasn't sure.
In kindergarten, I was at like a Christian school, and I feel like they even wouldn't have suspended. They just would have been like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Really? And like talk to parents. Yeah.
Oh, no, I still think to this day that's very inappropriate.
I mean, yes, but like.
Okay, as long as Maria gave consent.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was both consented.
Okay.
Sorry, it didn't work out.
It's okay.
Your turn.
Well, this is definitely only two people. I didn't know how to use a tampon till I was out of college.
Jordan. Didn't know how to use a tampon till out of college.
I was out of college.
I'm going with Remy.
I think, yeah.
Alicia has a sister that I'm sure that they were like talking to each other about.
Yeah.
Right? She has a brother.
Yeah. Let's go with Remy.
Yeah.
It was me.
Yes.
So.
This is one of my favorite stories because I didn't even know it until we were, obviously till we were friends, but like we're what, 24 or something when I hear the story and I'm like, Remy,
and unfortunately
what?
It had only been a few years since I learned once we met when I was 24.
It's still fresh.
Or maybe honestly only like a year or so. So I have struggled with PCOS, which means that I've never had periods really in my life. So when I would get them like once a year, I wouldn't use tampons because they freaked me out. So finally, when I got to college, my best friend was like, it's time, you need to learn. I was like, okay. So I put myself in the bathroom, I locked the door, and she's outside the door being like, let me help you, like banging on the door. I'm like, no, I got this. So I have a whole box with me. I didn't like understand that, like, I don't know if you guys know how to use tampons.
You did it hot dog style.
Her hot dog?
Imagine, no, I'm like saying hot dog.
Wait, I don't get it. Oh, that honestly would have been better.
It would have.
I have them, and so how you put it in is you put your fingers like this, and you insert it inside, and then you push, and then pull out, and it's inside of you. If anybody doesn't know, and so I didn't understand you had to push it inside. I kind of thought like it would just like shoot up there. So I'm just kind of aiming and shooting them, and I'd be like, oh shit, okay, again. I went through another one. Like just kind of aiming, just, and I'm like, oh, why is this not going in? I went through an entire box of tampons and my best friend's outside the door being like, let me in, like, let me help. I was like, just give me one more time. I got it. And then she did show me and now I know. You got to put it inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Or just use your Diva Cup, girl. It's right back.
Use your Diva Cup, Diva.
It's right there. Wow. Really okay, funny. Well, good.
Yeah, now we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Now nice. We know. I wet the bed till middle school.
God, it could be any of them.
I know, I really could.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be Jordan? Boys.
I could see it being Jordan.
I could see it being Jordan too. But we only have four of Jordan. We already got one.
I know, I feel like we've...
Jordan doesn't have a good poker face, so yeah, he's covering his face with a laptop.
Oh, damn it.
I think I'm going to lock in Jordan.
Jordan? Okay.
Okay, we lock Jordan.
Locking in Jordan.
No.
No.
Congratulations.
It has to be.
No.
He?
Is he?
This guy. Yeah, I had a PP problem. yeah, I don't know what it was.
Damn.
I would go to the bathroom every night right before bed. Great throw, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Yeah, I was like, good. Okay.
And nobody's going to say so.
I know. Like,
I would go to the bathroom every night before bed, and I'd be fine. I don't know what it was. But I would always wet the bed, and it was so frustrating because in my dreams, I would be going to the bathroom. So anytime I wet the bed, it would be me getting like up to go to the bathroom, or I'd be at a urinal in my dream and I'd be going.
Yeah, I'm sure your parents were like, would get
I
frustrated.
Felt so bad. It was so annoying because I was so embarrassed, first of all. Like yeah. I couldn't control it. There's nothing worse than me. Like, I didn't choose
yeah.
to do
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
Like, In my dream, I'm getting up and going to the bathroom. And I would wake up at the very end of it every time. And I'd be like,
oh.
So.
Would you like not go to sleepovers?
Mortifying. Yeah, I hated it.
Oh. Wait, that makes so much sense. He always has to pee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do always
And
have
you know,
to pee.
He struggled in his past relationships. They'd wake up in a pool of urine.
No,
and you know what? It must have been tough. For
you don't
them.
Get to say that. You peed on the couch and left.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh my God.
I was
An adult.
I was an adult.
Yeah,
I was an adult.
I was full of blown. Age. Oh, I was out of puberty. That's really hard.
But now that I'm older, I still have those dreams where I'll get ready to go to the bathroom in my sleep.
Like, wake up.
And it wakes me up immediately. As soon as I get to it and I'm like standing at the urinal in my dream, I feel the sensation and I get up immediately.
Wow.
Next time you're going to the bathroom in your dream, ask somebody what time it is. Because you're getting up anyways. But apparently when you ask somebody, anybody in your dream, what time is it? They the whole dream stops. They look at you like, don't ask. And then just wake up. It's this thing where it like wakes you up.
That's
it's
giving
like,
inception.
It's really weird. Apparently it happens to a lot of people when you ask.
What?
Just ask another person in your dream what time it is.
There's multiple times, like very frequently, I'll be aware that I'm dreaming.
Like lucid dreaming.
Yeah, where I'm like, oh, I'm in a dream.
I've never experienced that.
It's so fun.
Or like trying to wake yourself up while you're dreaming. Be like, I know this is a dream. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I haven't been scared where I need to wake up, but I'm very much aware of like, okay, I'm in a dream.
I do that a lot where I'm like wake up. I know I'm dreaming because I'm scared.
I want to know and like be able to take advantage of it. Like whatever I do in here is
every
like,
time I'm aware, I still don't like go do whatever I want.
And why not? You know, why don't we do, like, why
it's like
don't
you
we
understand
that?
You're dreaming and then you go to like do something and then you feel yourself like waking up. It's so crazy.
I feel like you're conscious enough to know that you have the ability to do what you want, but not like, but the idea of free will is not in my dream too. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like you're like, given whatever situation is in front of you in your dream.
Exactly.
It's not like you're like, I'm going to walk this
way.
It also comes in like fog too. It comes in like, cloud, like dream clouds. Like, all right, you're in this moment. All right, that's gone.
And have you noticed when you dream, like, they'll be in different places and it feels like one big dream, but when you look back, they're all like very different sections. And that's because, like, it's different REM cycles. So like, and your average, like, REM, like, dreaming time is like 10 minutes. So, like, any, like, a dream.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then you're always like, how did I get from here to here? And it's because they're two separate ones.
I never thought that, crazy? But I'm going to pay attention.
Wow.
I love dream shows.
Usually
so
I just have one overarching single dream. And then if I wake up, I can usually go back to bed and pick up where I left off.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Unless it's a nightmare.
Is it Heath's turn?
Me.
Unless it's a nightmare.
Okay. I was unsolicitedly told by a witch, in parentheses, I haven't been laid in a very long time, end parentheses.
I'm going to say by a witch. I'm going to say maybe it's like Alicia. But like that first instinct is Alicia.
I'm going Alicia. 100%.
100%? Why 100%?
It seems like that would be something that would stick with her too.
Yeah.
Right? The
fact that she's writing it down, it still haunts her to this day.
The fact that she hadn't been laid for, like, it just seems like.
And just like the witch.
It seems like a story that you would tell.
Yeah. And just like the witch in apostrophes.
The quotes of, I haven't been laid in a very long time.
Oh, that's in quotes.
Don't forget, I did grow up in a very Christian school.
So that's why she called her a witch.
I'm going Alicia.
Alicia too. Locking in.
Okay, because I have an amazing story.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've only like partly said this story. I've never fully said the full thing.
Oh no, why?
So I get a text from a friend and is like, hey, do you happen to know this person? Like from online, blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, oh no. He goes, oh, well, she's actually like a huge fan of you. And I really think she could be a great mentor. And, you know, I think you guys would just really hit it off. You should like get lunch or something. I can introduce you. And at this time, especially like being stuck at home, I was just like desperate for anything. I was like, oh my God, yes, I could use a mentorship. Like I need something else in my life right now. So I agree to it. And, you know, I think it's like a business lunch. So yeah. I try to dress like businessy, you know, I had a cute little like leather blazer. Okay. And
she showed up as a witch.
She's in the hat.
We go to Hotel Bel Air, right? Like super bougie, super
haunted.
Fancy. That too.
Super spooky.
We go to like the lunch area and it's like her and her assistant. And she's like, oh my God, hi. It's so nice to meet you. Like, I know everything about you. How's Chloe? Da, da, da. And I'm like, oh, she's name dropping things that I'm like, you would only know. She brought up Remy. Like only if you watched my videos, you would know.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Not in a weird stalker way. Just when I was told she's a fan, I was thinking, oh my God, this is going to be a business dinner. She's probably just gonna want me to like promote product that she has.
Yeah.
But like she watches.
She watch. Also, side note, this was also more interesting because this person is a pretty big celebrity. Like a lot of people know who she is. I was very intrigued by that too, just because I was like, wait, you're a fan of me? What? Like, this is crazy. And she's like kind of known for dating. I feel like she like always like gives good advice and all that kind of stuff. So we're talking about dating. She's like, oh, are you seeing anyone? And I'm like, oh no, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yeah, I can tell you haven't been laid in a very long time. This is within 10 minutes of me sitting down. I'm sitting there in my blazer like, oh, funny.
She hasn't even had her bread and butter yet.
No, the food wasn't
the
even
the water hasn't hit the table.
And I'm like, oh.
Bull.
Damn.
I was like, you're not wrong, but like, what tells you that? Like, what the fuck? Like, what gives you this idea, right? And she's like, yeah, it's just your energy. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Okay. How do I come back from this? This is not the lunch I thought I was having. So she's like, oh, I have a gift for you. And she like, it, she gives me this, this.
It's a giant vibrator.
Oh my god, honestly I wish.
Oh, that's it. That's just how the dinner went.
There's like some cute like cheeky like toys, nothing crazy. And then like a perfume and all of this stuff, right? And the perfume has like pheromones.
I was
like,
just about to say that as a joke. Yeah. No, I
really guess. And like the three she was like, yeah, the three scents that turn a guy on are vanilla, lavender, and get this, pumpkin. And I'm like, what the fuck? She's like, think about it. Every guy you know loves pumpkin pie.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh, shit.
I genuinely, like, I'm not just saying this for the bit. Like, I don't like pumpkin pie.
Oh,
like
my God. I should have asked you that before I said it.
I love pumpkin pie.
So Jordan, do you like pumpkin pie? Okay.
Oh, and you know what? There you go. Yo, dog. Come get it.
So I'm like, you know what, Alicia? The past 2 years, you would have died for a moment like this. Live up every second. Ask all the questions you have.
Yeah, now's
so I'm
your
like,
chance.
So now I'm like, okay. She's like, what's your type? Blah, blah, blah. We go into it. And and she's like, yeah, like when someone like watches your stories, like it means something. And I was like, that does it. I was like, what if this guy's just like watching TV or brushing his teeth and my story just flies by, he doesn't even see it. Like, it doesn't mean something if he's watching. She was like, no, it means something. And I was like, oh, okay.
Does it mean something?
No,
because
that's what I thought.
So the first people are ones that you see all the time. So Heath's story pops up first. I think it's based on how many times you watch your shit
with each other.
Yeah.
And also, if you just follow somebody, their stories are going to pop up much more often than other people's stories.
I will say, like with Mariah, like I would watch her stories because I liked her, but.
You're also just going through a bunch of people's stories at the same time.
Well, in my head, I was like, but what if, especially like when stories just automatically go, I'm like, what if he's like doing something and then it's just, I was just like,
yeah,
I don't
like
know.
Flushing and washing his hands.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of a stretch, I think, the whole like, story
could,
viewing. It's more
I could
curiosity.
See it either way, you know? So then we're talking about dating. She's starting to talk about, you know, the guy that she's like talking to and really interested in. And I'm like, oh my God, tell me everything. You know what I mean? Cause like, I'm like, please get the subject off of me. You know, we're good. And she's like, yeah, like I've been talking to this guy, everything's been going good, but like we did have a little like blip the other week. And like, I can definitely tell that like, you know, he's really like struggling with like figuring out what we are and like what our next step is. So I'm sitting there like, oh my God. And she's like, yeah, but I know he's like really struggling with this and thinking about me. And I was like, how do you know? Like, how do you know? And she's like, well, he's watching my stories. And I was like, no, but like, how do you know?
This is crazy.
How do you know? And she goes, well, I read him. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, I used to be an ex-Wiccan.
What?
Like a witch. And my Christian ass is like, ah! I'm kidding. But I was just like, oh my God. Like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, I read him. Do you want to watch?
What do you mean? Huh? What do you mean she reads? Like she.
And it all comes back. She's like, your energy, I can tell, blah, 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 blah. And da, 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 and like your blazer. And I'm just like, oh my God, you can read me. So then she's like, do you want to see me
she
read this?
She did not call out the blazer.
I called out my blazer because I was like, is it my blazer? Like what gives you this energy?
She's not allowed to call out your blazer. You can.
You know what? It wasn't that cute, but like.
When she says, I read him all the time.
She was like, I can read him.
Like just off the phone, like off. Like.
So she says, do you want to watch me read like him? And I was like, sure. I was like, I've never been around this, but sure.
And she can do it without being in.
She goes, I just need a photo of him. So she brings up his Instagram, puts it down. She's like, and some water. She takes a cup of water and is like, pulls it here. And she's like, so I just have to like warm up my hand. Oh, first she does this like kind of spell thing of like a prayer thing. Then starts rubbing her hands, rubbing the cup of water, having it over like this. Like, right? Like
I'm obsessed.
And I'm sitting there like,
this is crazy.
I really just thought she was, I was like, oh, by this time, please keep in mind, I've been there 2.5 hours. Like, it's been so long. Okay. Like the whole thing was like 3 hours. Like, I was just like, what the hell? So then, and no, like, ask Remy or Ollie, like, any psychic shit, I'm usually very like,
you try not to tap into
it. Yes. So, like, I'm like, I don't want to open to that shit, like, whatever. So this was my first experience ever. And I'm sitting there like, I can't run, but I'm intrigued, but also like, I'm not the one doing it. So I was like, fine. Right? So she's sitting there and she's like warming up the water and she's like, ooh, yes. Oh, yes. No, I can tell he's very confused. Ooh, yeah, right there. I feel his anxiety. Oh my God. Like going in and the way that I went, if the Chloe face, you know, the Chloe, like we're going to Disneyland meme.
Yeah.
That I have that face. I guarantee that was, I was like,
was it just you two at this table?
Yes, it was just us.
Oh, the assistant's not there
anymore. The assistant left in the beginning. Got it, like, he came, I met him, he left, I let us have some time. And then, anyways, so then that's done. And
imagine seeing that from across the table.
No.
Yeah.
So then,
I'm so curious if it worked out with her and him.
It didn't work out.
Okay.
It didn't work out, from at least what I can tell.
Weird.
And she also was like, you're like the daughter I never had. And I was like, that's so sweet, but also like,
we just met.
Did you walk away feeling like you learned anything about yourself?
Well, clearly I need to burn the blazer. Like, oh my God.
Is it the blazer?
Like, is it the blazer?
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, next. I used to pull my underwear up into a thong.
Oh my God,
I feel like all boys did that.
All of you guys did that, unless you liked it.
Jordan's laughing extra hard, so I'm going to say Jordan.
I think Jordan.
Jordan, was it you? No.
It's Zane. It's Heath.
Damn.
Okay, you know what? You are surprising me this episode.
I agree.
Yeah.
He was very comfortable with himself back in school days.
You're such a like demure adult.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't suspect these things.
You wouldn't picture me as a kid? I don't know. I was a weird kid.
I do feel like a lot of boys do that though. Like,
really? That makes me feel better. In my head, I'm the only one that did that. And I was like, I look back, I'm like, what was I doing?
I feel like all my brothers thought it was funny.
You pulled up your, like a thong and then you wore it like that all day?
I just thought it was, I don't know if it was a funny or.
It'd be like a split second. You wouldn't wear it all day.
Did it feel comfortable all day doing that?
Not with that much fabric.
Because it was like tidy whiteys.
Yeah.
So like I would just pull the cheek part and tuck it into like my butt crack.
Ooh, I know you were getting PG
Patrick stains
in there.
It was for a split second,
and
right?
I would do it and then I would get into my bed and cover myself in my sheets because it like felt good on my butt.
I don't think they did that.
And then I remember one time my mom walked in and she's like, what are you doing? And she ripped the cover of my bare ass.
Kids are crazy. Like,
what was my mom like?
That's funny.
What are you doing?
No, but
that
like,
sounds an interesting one.
That's funny. That's funny.
Because I had the Spider-Man tidy whities just up my butt.
Getting into your bed is so funny.
I would just go in the sheets and I'd roll.
Oh my God.
I don't get it.
Oh my God.
Kids are so funny.
Jordan, did you do it? No. Nobody else?
Like a thong?
Have you ever tried like a thong?
I thought you were.
Like a normal one?
You ever tried a thong on?
No.
You should.
My underwear has to be very loose, so like anything tight like that is very uncomfortable for me.
That is too.
No,
funny.
I wouldn't wear it like.
But baby, it's like okay. You like what you like.
He was like, hee hee hee.
Hee hee hee.
Yeah. It was right when we moved to the house that I grew up in. So it was Kindergarten, first grade.
Oh, okay. At least it's like younger. I was kind of picturing middle school.
Stop.
You were a silly kid.
Who was a goofy boy?
A goofy boy.
Silly goofy man.
Okay, oh, Zane, you go. That is so funny.
I had a fan come up to me and say hi while at a Korean nude spa. Jordan doesn't go to like Korean nude spas, does he? Jordan has some fans.
I feel like the Korean is like throwing me off
so a little bit because Alicia. They could easily just say nude spa.
I'm going with Alicia.
I'm gonna go with Alicia too.
You're right.
Wow. Yes. Good job, guys.
Okay, so K-Town, there's a really popular spa called We Spa, and it's like a Korean spa, and like you go, like you basically like you go naked, like, and there's like all these people, whatever, because they're those types of like spas are very popular in Asia, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's one here that like a lot of people know about. It's really nice. It's not expensive. Like beautiful treatments, etc. Right. So very spur of the moment.
Imagine doing it, like opening up a nude spa. Very cheap. Come through. Oh no, it's very cheap.
No, it's
I would
not,
too.
Like,
I'd make it cheap.
It's not like crazy expensive. Okay. So there's four of us, and we're all influencers. Like we all did YouTube and stuff. So we all decide to go, and like, I just remember we're like in one of these jacuzzis. And we hear, hi. And like you know when you hear the hi? But then, like, I'm like, we're all fucking naked right now. Like
that is a pretty wild.
It was wild. And, like, she was this very sweet girl. There was nothing. It just felt weird.
You felt uncomfortable. You're naked.
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'm trying not to look at you. I'm trying to just stare at your eyes.
Was she also naked?
She was also naked. Because it's like, you have to be naked if you're like in the
spot. At least it was an even playing field.
Yes. At least it was
full, like you don't have like a towel.
Full nude. You're full nude. So there's.
What spa is this?
Is it separated by men and women? I've never been to one.
Yeah, it was separated. Okay.
I fucking hope. That'd be a lot of problems.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. It was one of the weirdest fan encounters, but not because she was weird, simply just because weird circumstances.
Yeah, the circumstance was very, very
the way that I was like, stare at her eyes. Stare at her eyes.
I'd be so uncomfortable.
Girl, I love you. I watch you all the time.
Give me a hug.
Bring it in.
I would hate to be at a nude spa. I'd be so uncomfortable.
I would too. I've never been to one.
I was like, I'm a down bitch.
Might as well try.
Are there nude beaches here? Like, and like, so. Do people go to beaches? Nude beaches?
I don't
here?
Think so.
Right?
Think
that's
so.
Only in like Europe.
Yeah.
There, so. Miami is a nude beach.
Miami?
South Beach.
I think I've been to one.
I have no idea.
Topless.
I remember being on a vacation with my family in the Bahamas as a kid, and they didn't know they took us to a bunch of kids, like my brother and I and all of our family friends, to a nude beach. And I remember when we got there, they were freaking out.
Oh,
and we were just like giggling as little kids.
Okay. Yeah, that's a big no-no.
I brought a Furby into school every day just to impress the girl I liked because she brought her Furby to school every day.
That's Jordan coded.
So Jordan coded.
He told me he used to buy a Sunny Angel every time his girlfriend would. It's Jordan. No!
Wow.
You.
I keep guessing.
He's a romantic.
For Heath.
I think Heath.
I've always wanted a Furby.
Zane?
Uh-huh. I knew it.
Really?
My mom got me a Furby.
Wait. That's so cute.
She would have hers out all the time. And one day I was like, hey, I got one too.
That's so cute.
I could tell you exactly the one I got too.
What color?
It was like light blue is my favorite color. So I got a blue one.
Cute.
It was like light blue and dark blue.
Cute.
With like a yellow beak.
Oh. Yep. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so crazy, like the Furby craze. Like my brother is 7 years older and he had a Furby. Like it was the thing.
I never had one. And I wanted one so bad.
What would that be the equivalent to? Because I feel like Furbies are more common now than the angel baby things that you have.
Yeah.
As like collector things?
Not even as like a collector. Furby, I feel like people wanted it.
People just.
It was like
a toy. But also back then we all watched the same commercial. So it was like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I saw so many of those Furby commercials.
No, like I wanted one so bad, but my parents didn't. And honestly, good for them because any of my friends who had one, the parents hated them because they'd go
freaky.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. And then they'd take out the batteries and it would like still make noise.
I swear that happened to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, Furby, just a little bit about me.
That's really cute.
That was really
cute. Was she impressed?
Yeah, I think she was just. I think it was just normal to see somebody else have a Furby, but I don't think she put it two and two together that like I brought it.
I bet
her.
You were so excited.
That's adorable. That
whole, you're like, oh, I was very excited. Aww,
that's so cute.
Next secret, I threw a bag of shit out the window. I threw a bag of shit out the window on a freeway in Florida.
Jordan,
100%. This is Jordan.
Come on,
Jordan. Why would you do that? It's not you.
It's not.
It's not Jordan.
Ew, you girls are nasty. Nasty.
Nasty.
All right, wait, which one?
That is nasty.
Wait.
Remy.
Not me.
Disgusting.
I don't know the story either. Human?
She just came up with it on the spot.
Human or dog?
It's definitely
human.
It was
human. In Florida? Was it during human? Playlist? It was during playlist. She had to go to a meet and greet on time.
I feel like you guys had, like, I brought a Furby. Like,
yeah, no.
Did we, like, switch?
But was it human? It was human?
Wait, the poo?
Oh,
the
girl.
Poop?
Jordan just walked away. He's throwing up.
Wait,
in his hand.
Alicia.
It was your own?
I want to leave.
Oh my.
Baby, you can waterboard.
You know what? Let's not. You don't have to elaborate on that one. How about that?
I actually would like to elaborate.
Okay.
Technically, I didn't throw it. For clarity, this is not
you
disturbing.
Still shit in a bag in a car.
Listen,
on tour? I was on a tour bus.
He was on the poopy tour.
Where you're not allowed to shit on the bus. Okay. It's like a known thing. Any tour bus, you have to wait till you're like anywhere else. I ended up getting extremely sick. Like, extremely sick and had to miss, like, 3 shows. I was on, like, every single stop, I had to, like, be, like, driven to an urgent care, and then they would give me antibiotics, and then I'd have to wait a few days, and then because we were moving, we would start in, like, South Carolina, and then it's, like, well, now I'm in fucking Georgia looking for, and it's, like, middle of nowhere where we are. So I went to, like, 3 urgent cares. I'm on so much antibiotics, right? Obviously, when you're on antibiotics, you have stomach issues.
Yes, yes.
You know that big, like, highway in Florida where it's this, like, ocean and ocean?
Oh, Key West.
You're going down with the Keys?
Yeah, like, yeah. We had a...
You're at the very south, like, southernmost point in Florida. Yeah.
That's so annoying. You had to go all the way down there and go all the way back.
I know.
It's the 7-mile bridge or whatever.
Yeah, there's a name for it. I forget what it is.
Okay. So yeah. I was really sad because we had a few off days and everyone... Well, one, I had to miss 3 shows, so people would... Anytime I go to Florida now, I'm not even kidding, I'll get someone being like, I was supposed to meet you at Girls Night In, but you weren't there. Like, because I was sick. So it's like, I'm always like, I'm so sorry.
Well, now they know why.
So I was really sad because we had a few off days in Florida, so everyone's like going out, having fun, going to the beach. I'm fucking in urgent care, right? Literally. So there was one night where everyone's like going out to like bars and stuff, and I'm just like sitting on the bus, and then it was like really late. It had to have been like 3 a.m. or something, and they said the bus was leaving at like 3 or 4 or something, right? Well, I happen to wake up, and as I'm waking up, our friend Mia, who was on the tour with us, she's coming back from the bars and she's drunk, right? But she's like, has so much energy. I can't sleep, all this stuff. Anyways, so then we tell the bus driver, I'm like, oh fuck, I don't feel good. Like, can we stop? And he's like, no, sorry. There's not a stop for like 2 hours. And I'm like, shit. So then I'm like, oh my God. He's like, just use a bag. Like, cause that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put a bag on the toilet, right? You can do a bus, I promise. This won't happen to you. She's like, no.
I'm good.
Mia literally is like on another one, and like she's like, what do we do with this fucking shit bag? So the next thing I know, I'm like, we can't
is
go.
Everybody on this bus
everyone's
right
asleep.
Now?
Yeah, oh, everyone's asleep. It's just us awake, right? So like we're in the front of the bus and we're just like,
is the bus moving or no?
Moving. It's on the highway.
Oh, we've left. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. We've left. That's why he's like, I can't stop anytime soon.
Okay.
The bus is going so fast. She puts the bag out and it just rips apart because it's
all down
so
the side.
So then Mia is like, we have to get rid of the bag. And I was like, no, we should just like wait until it like we get. She's like, no. The next thing I know, I'm like, Mia, don't. She pulls down the window of the bus, throws it out the window.
Hits the car behind, the windshield wipers.
That's always been my biggest. I was like, Mia, don't. And then she's like, oops, it's gone. We finally stop. And poor Bill is like, okay, guys, like.
Dump your poop.
We're here. And then we're like, oh, we don't need to anymore. And he's like, he looks back. He's like, did you shit in the bus? And we're like, no. And he's like, so what happened? And I was like. She threw it out the window.
You see, to me, it sounded like he wanted something. Like he knew what he was doing.
No, he was.
It's all right, girls. Leave it up here. I'll throw it away.
Yeah, I think he wanted. I think he had a little poop fetish. Don't worry.
And I didn't do it, and it's so disgusting. And literally, I've never told that story ever because I'm humiliated.
Thank you for sharing. No, it
took a lot.
That was very brave of you.
And you didn't do it. It wasn't your fault.
I didn't, but it was.
She pooped in a bag and she threw it out.
Mia threw it out. So
I know.
Yeah, it is Mia's fault.
It's not even, I wouldn't even say.
Oh, and Florida has a big littering fine.
Allegedly.
What's the littering fine there? $600?
I don't think that's littering. It's biodegradable. It'll break down.
Not the bag it was in.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was. Is it my
turn? Very good. That's a good story.
Okay. Speed round. I've had my nails completely removed 3 times off my big toes. I feel like him because he always has like health stuff.
Heath?
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen his feet.
He's got the mouth thing right now. I'm going to say Heath.
Heath.
It's not me.
Damn it. Remy, I'm sorry. We got to tune in.
I'm sorry. Jordan? He's nodding. Jordan. It's Jordan.
Jordan?
I have one of them on video if you want to watch
No,
the whole
thank
thing
you.
Fall off.
I'm okay. Thank you, though.
It's crazy.
Ew.
Wait.
By stubbing it or something? Oh my God. He dropped a laundry machine on his toe, everybody.
One was from our hike. Jeez. He just beat his feet so much because we were putting in like a lot of like miles on the trek. Ugh. And the toenail just fell off.
Oh my God. That's
I bet after
to me.
The first time it falls off, like maybe it's not as strong. So it's just like falls off a little easier too. Oof.
All right.
I'm like, are mine done?
Oh. I've had intercourse on the beach. Forest and museum bathroom. Museum bathroom.
Nasty.
Very nasty. I think I'm seeing forest. I think it's Jordan.
Jordan in the woods. in a tree.
In
Heath,
a tree.
What do you think?
Remy.
I know Remy was beach, right? But forest.
I didn't have sex on the beach.
Yeah, it wasn't something.
I gave oral sex on the beach.
Oh, but intercourse could be anything, right? Intercourse. Museum bathroom is crazy, and I don't think these girls would have done that.
Wait a minute.
That's a government-owned building. Just kidding. I don't think it is.
It's Jordan.
It's Jordan? Jordan.
It is Jordan.
Got it.
Noste.
Which museum? The National History? The Broward College. You're going to catch something in there.
At BC, our college? They called the cops.
Jordan!
He was trying to run.
You little Noste.
You were trying to run. Did you get caught?
His pants were around his ankles.
Ooh, got a nasty. Jordan.
Damn.
Crazy. We are learning a lot about
in the
Jordan.
Forest. Was this recently?
He's like, on our last hiking trip. I'm like, what?
Right before the toe came off.
Very good. Okay, well, dude, we're doing really well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Alicia.
I wished my sister was Britney Spears so I could kiss her.
These are crazy, you guys. You don't have a sister.
It has to be Zane.
It's Zane.
No.
Jordan?
No. You don't have a sister.
No, I wished I had a sister.
Oh.
I always wished like my sister was Britney Spears.
It's a Florida thing.
That is a Florida thing. But in our defense, it said I wished my sister. Yeah. Not I wished I had a sister.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but
I'm glad that was your answer because I would have been scared if someone had a sister and answered it that way. Actually,
but
so.
Yes, to
yeah,
elaborate.
That'd have been a little off, huh?
Yeah, I would have looked at you a little different.
I was really obsessed with Britney Spears when I was young.
Why couldn't you just wish that you could kiss Britney
exactly.
Spears?
Exactly. Don't know, but the I remember having this in my head because I was like, I kiss, you know, my brother every night, good night. I kiss my mom and dad, good night. And I was like, but if Britney Spears was my sister, that means that I could kiss her every single night, good night.
Wait, I'm obviously your sister.
I get the logic.
And in my head, that was the way to go about this. And like growing up thinking back, I'm like, what the f-?
Did you have a picture of her on your wall?
I did have a picture of her.
Oh, that's funny.
Behind the door.
Wait, that's
isn't
so
that insane?
You're a funny kid.
But again, like
weird.
You're a funny kid.
But what, like, I don't know why in my head it wasn't just like, oh, I wish I could kiss her every night. It's like, the logic behind it was just like, that was the easiest way to
it's
go about
kid
it.
Logic. Yeah. I
it's
get
kid
logic. I get it.
Yeah.
Do.
I'm sorry. Yeah. This is just making me more excited for you and Mariah to have kids.
I'm so scared to like see what my kids are going to do.
And how obvious, like when you're a kid, you think it's, you get away with so much, yeah. but like as the parent or like as an adult, you're like, it's so obvious
it's so
what you're
odd.
Doing.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please make Britney Spears. My sister.
Britney Spears comes Santa Claus.
Please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh my God. Okay. How many more do we have? You have one more? I have two more.
I have two.
You
more.
Just read?
I have two. Yeah.
I won class clown as my senior superlative in my senior yearbook.
I think Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan. Yes.
I think if you looked at me, I so gave it away because I was like, what?
I feel like I remember you getting class clown too.
I did.
You won best friends, I think.
With yeah? Awesome.
Why would you?
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that picture.
In someone, paradise.
Someone sent it to me. When we
were recently?
No, someone sent it to me when we were like when we were doing a lot of videos together. Yeah. Someone's like, found this in the yearbook, huh, Zane? Like, how you feeling, Zane? And I was like,
me and Gabe got two peas in a pod.
Two peas in a pod.
That's funny.
I can see Zane being like, Yeah, I was supposed to be there.
I was supposed to be in the video.
I was sick that day, so Gabe stepped in.
I was supposed to be in the video.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. I have a third nipple. This is a fun fact.
I think this is Heath, because somewhere in my fucking mind, this sounds like something you said.
I think also Jordan's out of them by now.
Right?
I'm
he
pretty
had so
sure.
many.
He only was supposed to have four. I think Heath.
That's me.
Yes, let it go!
Finally.
Okay, yeah. We're catching up.
It's not a big nipple or anything. It's just like...
The audio listeners right
where
now.
Where is it at on the body?
Right here below the other one.
Oh, wow.
Is it like a freckle?
And then I kind of have a fourth, but that one's even smaller on
Wait.
This side.
Oh my God.
Yeah, my like, brother had a third nipple too.
Like
runs in the family.
Really? Like legally?
It's a full-blown legal nipple.
Wow.
Shut up. What? That's a really fun fact.
I don't know legally.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You can't say it's a nipple if you don't know. Is it a
it's
nipple?
It's a nipple.
Legally.
It's a legal nipple.
Medically, I meant. Right?
You can milk it.
Oh my God, wait.
Okay.
This last one's really sad.
I was scammed $5,000 from Beverly Hills Drive. I wish there was more clarity on that. Like on
from the street?
On the street?
Yeah.
Guess it wasn't
yeah.
Remy.
Alicia.
Okay.
She gets
sorry.
She gets,
sorry, I don't know why I said that.
When I saw it, I knew it was Alicia because she gets scammed a lot.
No. That's technically it was doctor. Not
doctor.
Like a doctor. Just DR. Drive. I should have clarified my text to Jordan.
Jordan.
I should have really clarified. This could be a long story, but I'm not going to make it a long story. So long story short, I got this treatment because I like hate my fucking cellulite. So I was like, I'm going to splurge on myself and I'm going to like get this. The next thing I know, they're like, oh yeah, like we can do this thing. It's like $5,000 of radio frequency, blah, 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 blah.
That's not a lot of horseshit already.
I'm laying down for a little bit. I'm like waiting for them to come bring a machine over. And I'm like, oh my God, they're so nice. They're like massaging my legs for free, you know?
That was it.
It was a Theragun.
No.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
I have a Theragun. And I was like, is this the treatment?
There's no way.
Swear to God.
That's insane.
Did you say anything like...
Again, long story short, I was so pissed. By this time, yeah. I was like, fuck you.
That's crazy.
Fuck you. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
I would have made a whole video about that. That's just not even fair.
A Theragun.
Was it like the brand Theragun?
Yeah, I have one. Like, I literally was like, I could have had Ashley do this. It was a 30-minute Theragun massage in Beverly Hills. $5,000.
That's insane.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think you should call it the spot. That's ridiculous.
It was like one that like the Kardashians are very much affiliated with.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, you went to a Kardashian one.
I know. But like, obviously, like, it's not them. But
it's Kim.
That's honestly,
$5,000. That'd be worth it.
Okay, I think I know this is Jordan, but like, how many did you have? I was legally kidnapped to another country for a year.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, wait. Okay, so I didn't answer.
Zane?
It has to be. It says legally, but kidnapped?
I don't know.
Are we stretching?
I want to say Zane.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Very good.
Yay! But what?
Please elaborate.
Okay, I mean, it was like pretty much illegal. My dad took me to Lebanon for a year, but like didn't tell my mom.
What?
So it's like considered legally kidnapping because it's my dad. I was
they were separated.
They were separated. My dad had custody over me.
Oh, so you were allowed to be there for a year?
Yes.
Oh, was she
wondering where you were for this year?
No, like she found out I was there, and then we just ended up not coming back for a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy wait, how old were you?
I was young.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've
you're elementary school.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever mentioned this.
Did you like miss school or were you not in
school? No, I was in school in Lebanon for a year.
Whoa. Wait, that's so cool.
I was like in all Arabic classes. Like everybody was speaking Arabic.
No way. Yeah. Did you speak Arabic?
Fluently when I was there, but not anymore. It left my brain.
That's so interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was also with my dad's family for a whole year. So it was like a whole family that I was in. So like, and I've seen them before. So like, It was very familiar to me.
Interesting. Okay.
When I was there. So it wasn't like crazy. Traumatizing for
I'm
me.
I'm just saying you weren't there for a full year and then you came back and your mom was like, where were you? It was like early on she found out.
Yeah. It was okay, more like traumatizing for my mom, not me. Okay.
Like not being able to see.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly for me, it was such like a cool experience. That's and awesome. I actually had fun. But yeah.
Okay.
It sounds bad though, right?
Oh no.
It was good. I got
sorry, Jordan. Not that and I that's expect
why,
that to happen to
and
you.
And that's why I didn't want them to know how many Jordan had. Because we would have got that point.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thanks for letting us have that point.
All right. This is my last one I have here. I had pet tarantulas and snakes growing up.
Alicia. Had to be.
Has to be.
Has to be.
It's Remy.
Yeah, her brother.
It's Remy.
Remy.
It's me.
Yes.
I should have been
who
like,
had it?
I had the tarantula and Shane had the snakes. We had leopard geckos.
It was all Shane.
She seems buggy.
Yeah, we had a lot
of reptiles. My parents would not let us have dogs.
The tarantulas are like my worst nightmare. Like I think I would.
I am not a spider person.
No way.
I caught him. He was crawling on my shoe and I took him home.
He's mine. No, like
turtles.
I can't.
Any reptilian leopard geckos, bearded dragons.
You
we
like
had them
that
all.
Shit.
I feel like you had everything but a dog.
Well, they wouldn't let us have a dog. I had hamsters. I've talked about them here before.
Really? Everything but a dog is pretty.
At like middle school, we were allowed to.
You don't
got to
walk
dog.
A snake.
But you did have to feed it mice. And that that's was crazy. Really sad.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of traumatizing for a kid to watch, too.
I mistakenly ran over a Shiba Inu while driving.
Sorry, I only laughed because you were like, this last one's really
it's
sad.
It's really sad.
And it was, but compared to the like the kidnapping one, I was like, expecting someone else on that level.
This one's
but
sad.
But that is sad.
I mistakenly ran over a Shiba Inu while driving.
Who would know a Shiba Inu?
No, what if it was just like someone's dog in the neighborhood?
It's okay. He went to a farm.
Maybe he didn't die, though. Maybe he just got hit and he's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Zane's not a great driver, so I'm going to say Zane.
Let's go, Zane. Oh!
It was terrible.
No!
She's going to cry. I'm so sorry, Remy.
It jumped out. It jumped no! last second.
It
right
jumped out
his
of
car.
Nowhere. It
hey.
Because a lady was doing yard work in her yard and she was letting the dog run around in the front yard. And it was on a street where it was cars all lined up on the street and it was a very narrow street.
So
I'm driving and then I didn't see the dog until it was already under my car.
Was this recent?
No. This was
quite a few years ago.
Like maybe 9 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Really long time ago. That's and really pretty much the, like I was helping, like I stopped obviously, got out. I'm going to skip all the details. I try to help. I immediately I was like, we got to take this person. I had to be where I was on my way to. I was doing a whole video for a friend. I need to be there on set. I couldn't not do that. I said, here's my number. Here's my information. I helped her take the dog into the car so she can go immediately to the hospital.
Yeah.
And as we were carrying the dog, as he should, turn his face around and bit me in the face with his bloody mouth, right? Bit me in the face. And I was like, oh, and then like, that was it. I was like, that's fine. She leaves with the dog and I still go to what I had to do.
Yeah.
And then right after, I like call my mom and I tell her what happened. And she's like, you know, making sure everything's good. And she's like, Zane, you just got bit by a bloody dog with bloody mouth. You have to go to the hospital because you don't know if that dog's been, has had the shots yet.
Yeah.
And I obviously, the lady did not speak any English. No English at all. The lady that I. So I couldn't even communicate with her like this. And like it was real. It sucked. Yeah. And so I get to the hospital. And they give me like the shit that I need. They give me like ointment and all that. And I had to like make sure to check back in. And then I remember getting a call like 2 days later from, it sounded like from one of her sisters or one of her like just a family relative. And she spoke clear English. And she was telling me that they were going to sue me. And at this point I was like, guys, look, I'm not sure if you know what the situation was, but I was driving the speed limit through this very tight neighborhood and the dog was not on a leash. The dog was running around on the street. You cannot hold this on me. Like, I feel terrible about this. Like I would tell you if this was my fault, I would take care, but this was not my fault. That dog was running around in the street and I did not see that dog until it was under my car. And, and she kept on like pushing and I was like, and also as I was helping, the dog bit me in the face. Like you know, shit happens.
You're understanding.
I'm understanding. It's like, let's really like, this was really an accident and we should like really think about, but this is the situation that, cause the lady that came out, she didn't see what happened. She was like in the back, like in the side yard with a gate open and that dog was just running around. I was like, but that's all I knew that was true. And that was the last time I heard from her. But like, I truly don't think that dog made it. It was really, really sad.
Oh, but we don't know. Maybe it did.
Maybe it did. But like, it was terrible, terrible, terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
That's traumatic.
Very traumatized. I remember every time I saw a car while driving.
A dog while driving?
What? Yeah. Every time I saw a dog just driving in general, I would I would freak out and stop the car. And even doesn't matter how far it was like this like thing I had to deal with for like years, but I felt really bad.
Let's move to the next one.
But on this topic, I do have a pretty crazy Jordan story. You hear Jordan? Jordan ran over somebody's dog and looked at the name tag and it had the address. So he took it to their house and said, I found your dog. It was hit and I just brought it over here. And they invited him in. Oh. And we're giving him a hug. Like, thank you so much for finding him.
Jordan!
But they brought him in for a lemonade, and they didn't know that Jordan was the one that hit it.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but, like...
Oh, my God.
I get the thinking behind it, but also, like, to be there sipping lemonade... This is how you have crazy stories. I could never...
Jordan!
I'd be like, I'm sorry, so I gotta go. I'm allergic to dogs, I gotta go.
I wouldn't have even walked into the house.
He's like, oh, I saw lemonade.
Somebody hit your dog, I found it.
I will say if somebody hit my dog, like, I
would appreciate knowing.
In the end, I would not want to know who hit it. So I feel like maybe in a way they...
Yeah, it was an old, deaf and blind dog. That, you know?
Also, why was the dog out if it was deaf and blind? Oh, my God.
If you guys can't hear, it was after a hurricane. All the street lights were out.
You know, I'm...
Got loosened.
I'm sure they appreciated to be able to...
No,
cremate him or
no,
but the dog didn't die. He brought it back and the dog was fine.
The dog was alive.
Oh, the dog was fine.
Oh, I thought you killed
the dog. I thought you brought the dog's dead body to the door.
I thought the dog died and you had lemonade with the grandma.
Oh, it was okay. Oh my god. Oh, okay.
Much better than my story.
Okay, 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 okay.
Yeah,
he was okay, Rem.
No, that is good. A good story.
Is it my turn?
No, yours, because we just did the car.
I had a hex put on me.
Enough the with the witches.
Like a voodoo spell?
It's you.
No.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
No.
It's me.
Oh.
Wow. I'll give long story short. I walk into, she's still there on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, a psychic on the street. I walk in with my friend to get a reading. I love Wiccans and witches and psychics, to be honest. I think it's very interesting. And so I walk in and I get a reading, and I have been looking for love for a very long time. I think I maybe had my first kiss at this point, but like nothing else. I was like, what is going on? Why am I not dating? Like, why are boys not flocking to me? What's going on? So what is going on? Something's wrong. So I sit down, she gives me a reading. She tells me that I'm probably gay. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, I don't know. I've never like really done anything but kiss my first boyfriend. So like maybe, but I'm not sure. Like, you know, I'm open, whatever. Like, let me know. And she says,
let me know.
Yeah, you let me
know.
She's
like, here, what do you feel about this? Nothing? Okay, maybe wrong. Okay, I read it wrong.
Okay. So I'm just like, yeah, like, you know, maybe. I don't know. And so she said, I can feel your heart chakra is blocked. There's something's wrong here. And I was like, oh my God, like that makes, and I'm very gullible as we know. So she's like, I'm like, that makes sense. You know, that's probably why the boys aren't flocking. And she was like, you know, I think I can figure out, you know, what went on. But I need to perform like a ritual. And I was like, okay. She said, for $3,500, I can figure out why you're not finding love. Where do I sign?
You should have put on a here, I got scanned for $3,500 and put a hex on me.
So I swipe my card and she gives me a candle. It's a rainbow candle. It's like one of those tall, skinny ones, and it's layered Roy G. Biv.
Oh, she was turning you to lesbian.
We were trying to figure it out. And so she said, give me, like, you're going to take this home. You're going to light it. You're going to light this candle for 7 minutes, and then you're going to blow it out, and then you're going to come back in like 5 days or however long it was. And I was like, okay, cool. So I take my candle home. I had a friend staying with me. She said I could tell no one about this though. So at one point we're sitting in the living room and I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I get up.
Wait, is that why that candle was in the back bathroom at A-Time?
So I said,
you should have filmed it, but just kept it on.
Tell anyone.
No, don't show anybody until years.
I know, but I felt like I was going to mess with the voodoo. This was in 2015, maybe. And so I was like, I need to go to the restroom. So I get up and I turn the shower on. My friend's in my living room. I'm lighting this rainbow candle in my bathroom. I time it for 7 minutes. I blow it out. And
she's
then
like,
I go back.
She's in the bathroom for a long time.
Imagine you got caught. You'd be like, you're a freak.
No, I know. It was really weird. It was weird. If you had walked in on me, it would have been weird. And so I blew out the candle. And then I went back 5 days later or whenever it was. And she said, I've got answers for you. I said, oh my God, amazing.
I bet she does.
We sit back down. She says, so what she told me she did was she went into a room filled with candles, like tall, medium, short, like at her like height level, like just a room full of candles. And she like did a ritual to figure out why my heart chakra was blocked. She told me the reason was that my dad had an ex-girlfriend. And when she found out that my mom was pregnant with me, she was still in love with my dad and was very upset. So she put a hex on me to prevent me from finding love. And I said, that
makes so much
tracks.
Sense.
That probably tracks, of course. And she said,
that has
her
to
only,
be the reason.
Yes, exactly. Because there's no other reason.
Why are they not flocking?
And so she said, for $10,000, she can perform a sacrifice on an animal and we can reverse the hex. And I said, where do I?
No,
I'm just kidding.
No!
At that point, I said, no, I'm sorry, I don't feel comfortable. And then she really pressed me. She was like,
L-E-T-E-N-E-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I know you have the money. I know you have the money. I was like, I don't feel comfortable anymore. So I left and I called my dad. I said, do you have an ex-girlfriend that I should be worried about? He said, no. And that's my story.
That's crazy.
So he had no ex-girlfriend.
He said he had ex-girlfriends, but he was like, they were all very nice. I can't imagine they would do that. And also, I don't think my parents believe
I picture you calling
things.
Your dad be like, dad, do you have something to tell me?
No, I really, I was dad, freaking out. I was like, tell me about every ex-girlfriend you've had. Like, please tell me. And he was like, there's this one. He's like, but I don't think she would do it. I was like, okay. And then now I'm here.
$10,000. What kind of animal are we sacrificing it for $10,000?
I think she said a crow, but I'm not sure. But there's a crow in my head.
It's a cricket.
Yeah, maybe.
She's
maybe.
Just like
the easiest 10K I made.
Yes.
Like it better be a fucking full blown like goat.
Yeah, I want to see
it
a goat.
Is expensive.
It was very.
I want to see a human sacrificed for $10,000.
You better walk in a bangle.
A bangle.
Are you kidding me?
Like, isn't that crazy? And she's still around.
The fact that she was like, I know you got money.
I know. She was, and I felt cornered. It was crazy.
I'm surprised that it's that expensive. Like, she could make a lot of money if she didn't charge that much.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think that she only needs to scam one person a month and she's got her rent paid for.
Also, she probably was like, we got a golden one here. She's going to pay.
She at least got the $3,500.
She probably
so
walked in
something.
With her Chanel, like, help me.
Yeah, Remy, what'd you walk in? What'd you walk in with?
I don't think anything crazy.
A Birkin.
Maybe it was
she got, I know you have it.
The minute I heard that, word for word, she said, I know you have it. I was like, that doesn't matter. I need to leave right now.
You know how you see those TikToks of like, when someone's lying and they like commit to the bit so hard, like to say that your dad had an ex-girlfriend who put a hex on his unborn daughter at the time. Like, that is crazy.
It also is just like just broad enough that it could apply to literally anybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's believable. Like, I would believe that if she told me that because my dad could have had an ex-girlfriend that put a
for
hex
sure.
on
and
me.
Like, we'll never actually know. We'll never know.
But for a small price of $10,000.
$13,500, actually.
13, oh, yeah, because the other
if part. You add it all up.
How about I don't call the police on you for murdering animals and
true.
You go sacrifice this bitch right now for free.
For free.
Because I got you on recording, motherfucker.
Gotcha. It was a sting
because
operation.
Because PETA is going to be
and they're on their way.
This
Pete, would you allow me to ask her to put a hex on you and see if it works?
No.
Would you believe
for
in
sure.
that?
I think there's like evil spirits. I think there's like
just because I think if we like communicate every day, you can like tell me if it's working
hey,
or not.
We could put it on you.
Oh, we could do. Oh, yeah. You tell him to put a hex on me and see if it works.
I'm like, why are you offering it
every day?
Yeah, he's got a happy fiance.
How are we feeling this week, Zane? This week wasn't too good, actually. I think the hex is.
I think the hex is kicking in.
It's kicking
I'm feeling it. I believe, truly looking back, I think it was all. All mumbo jumbo.
Oh, no shit. Really?
It's just a mirror.
I did believe it at the time because I was so desperate to find love.
You did, Rem, without paying, you know.
So much money.
So much money.
But you know what? Like, you have to believe that that can happen because there's people that can, like, talk to dead people. And there's people that can do this and do that. So, like, why can't people put hexes on people? But I feel like it does come with a price. If you're putting, like, I'm sure the spirits would not. Like, feel very good about you putting hexes on all these people that you don't like.
What did we learn from Spider-Man? With great power
comes great responsibility. And that's where we're going to end it, y'all. Thank you so much.
Wait, no, we have one more.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Okay.
I drank an entire... Sorry, this was such a 180 from what we were talking. I drank an entire bottle of my urine.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, after this whole episode, I'm going with Heath now.
I'm going with Heath, too. I
only
think
because
it's
I don't want to say him, but I've been proven wrong every time.
I think
it was me.
Yeah.
I did it.
Were you dared? Was it for fun?
Yeah, it was for $1,000.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, damn. All Alicia had to do was spin a wheel for $1,000.
We were in a car going somewhere, and I had to pee really bad. So I peed into a bottle. Dared me $1,000 to drink the whole thing.
Did you throw up?
I think I did throw up a little bit.
I feel like it would taste like just very like salty sweet.
It is salty.
Yeah.
One good way to reverse a hex is to drink a bottle of your own urine though. It flushes the spirits out.
I can believe that.
The lady didn't tell me that.
You would have done it.
You know, Remy.
I would. No, there's a line. There's a line.
She's like, that's all.
Do you have
all
a bathroom here?
I'll go now. Do you have a bathroom?
There was a line, and I wouldn't have done that.
In her Stanley?
In my Stanley. Okay, now I'm
what you, what you drinking there, Remy?
Ew. All right.
I freaking love that.
That was really fun.
So yeah. You guys can vote below who you think won.
That was so good. It got a lot of stories up that were never talked about. And I don't know.
And
good.
That's why we have a podcast. That's so,
that was really
good. We
should
do that again one day. Yeah. I have more.
Right. I hope you had fun editing this. And for everybody watching, we hope you had fun too.
Yes, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode.
You can check out these episodes every Thursday. Every week on every audio podcast platform
and our Patreon.
Yes! Let's go.
Get excited. We are filming all the content for you guys. So you're not going to subscribe to nothing. We're going to have all the content, baby content.
Content, baby content.
And that's Demi.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.